But if we take this power that we have, that God has given us to think, feel, and choose, which generates energy through our brain, and we don't think, feel, and choose correctly, we generate the wrong energy, a distortion of the truth, that fear.
What is a sound mind? Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with guest Dr. Caroline Leaf as they explain how thinking God's thoughts, which is love, leads to a sound mind. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. This is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Welcome today. We have Dr. Caroline Leaf with us again today. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And listen, be sure and download the notes of the broadcast. They're free. But particularly in the nature of Dr. Leaf's presentation and what she's talking about, all of the scriptures, all of the notes, and particularly the scientific notifications and everything will be in those outlines. Praise the Lord. You can follow right along there and say, mm-hmm. And you can you do like I do, sit up here and do your best to look smart enough to understand what you're saying. Amen. Gloria, you look stunning today.
Do I look smart?
Yes, you do. Yeah, we're both smarter because we spent yesterday with Caroline Leaf.
Well, every little bit helps.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for sending Caroline to us.
Thank
we receive
you,
her anointing. We receive the blessing of the Lord through her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's go back to our golden text in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Everybody wants a sound mind, but you must have a healthy, sound brain through which the mind functions. Now, Romans 12, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. This will transform you.
Yes.
By the renewing of your mind. And yesterday, I never had this thought of while you were teaching, word replacement. Word replacement. We have the Word of God to replace the words that we learned in childhood and learned and data gathered in our brains through the world. But we thank God have supernatural word and thought replacement.
Amen. Mm.
Amen. Glory
powerful.
To God.
Powerful.
Isn't that
powerful.
Yeah, but that renewing your mind to the Word is what transforms you. And I remember discussing this before with you. How do you renew your mind? Jesus said, why take ye thought saying? You take a thought and say it. If I've been taking the wrong thought and saying it, thoughts of unbelief, thoughts of fear, thoughts of unforgiveness, and saying them, then they're damaging me, spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
Because that's not what God created us to do, and that's not what He created us to think. But I go to the Word, and I find the word thought replacement for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I take that thought and say it. I am not filled with fear. Amen. I've not been given a spirit of fear. Therefore, I refuse to fear.
Amen.
I've been given a spirit of power, yes, and love, yes, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
And I keep taking that. Go to the book.
Mm-hmm.
And take that thought and say it. Take that thought and say it. Take that thought and say it. Just continue that. Take that thought and say it. You say something long enough for it to register on your heart, it will begin to control your life.
Yes.
So I take that thought and say it. There's coming a time when it's going to come out of my mouth without me having to think.
Yes.
My mind's renewed. In that point.
And it's a continuous process. It's a continual renewing. You know, it's and that's what in all my work, but in this book, I've really tried to challenge people to do that and given people the tools for how to renew your mind. Because when I work with my patients, which had all kinds of, from the neurological problems, like learning problems, traumatic brain injuries, dementias, etc., to the emotional side, because we've got emotions and we've got our issues. It's the human condition. We go through the sufferings of life. And as we deal with that, people wanted me to help them, as well as helping myself. How do you renew your mind? How do you bring... So we know the scriptures. And most people have heard those are very, very well, often spoken scriptures. But how do you do it? Now, Jesus was extremely practical. So I've tried to get very practical in my application of science. And this book is really a toolbox of how to renew your mind, the elements that are involved and the process that are involved. How do you do this as a lifestyle?
Oh, that's
so that
good.
You don't die 15 to 25 years
Amen.
Younger than you should. Because there's something you can do that no one else can do. So if you're dying 15 to 25 years younger, and if you're living a shorter lifespan, broken, depressed, not achieving your purpose, without hope, the whole world suffers. Because we live entangled lives. We connected, Ephesians 4:16. I mean, there's just throughout the scriptures, we are connected. We call to get wisdom, to get understanding. So I challenge people to go beyond, to study, to really develop your mind and how to do that. So what are the practical steps involved in renewing your mind on a daily basis?
How is this generation shortening their lifespan?
By two things. First of all, mind management, and it's not just our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and so on. Not that I've got any grandchildren yet. I've got granddogs, but not grandchildren yet. But it's also our current, so my age group, your age group, whatever, we are also, people are dying way much, much younger. Two things. One is the misunderstanding and mismanagement of mind. So the top one on that list, the big picture, mind and then diet. Okay, so the correct diet, exercise, etc. So looking after the 1% physical, that changed radically 50 years ago, and the industrialized food movement came in, so we started destroying the earth and our body. So that's another discussion. The mind one is the main one. Both, you have to address both. You can't address one without the other. But let's talk about the mind one. Top in the list of the reasons, and this will really, really blow your mind too, in a good sense, why people are dying younger is chaotic thinking, not bringing thoughts under control, not controlling those thoughts. And that's why one of the things that I talk about in this book is how our thinking has shifted over the generations. Every generation faces something new. Every generation. That's not unusual. But each generation has a unique issue. And we have a very unique issue in this generation that's not just affecting our kids, it's affecting the adults too. There's been a massive shift in mind management. And part of it is the drugs that people are using to not deal with issues, suppressing like antidepressants and so on. And they're not dealing with toxic thoughts. We're not talking about stuff. We're not building our brains. So in the mind, it's chaotic thoughts. It is a lack of identity. It is mislabeling of mental ill health, not understanding what that really is, not recognizing the human condition. So it's mismanagement of mind. So chaotic thinking, mismanagement of mental health, the lack of identity. These are major causes that are breaking the, in our mind, that are then creating this chaos in our mind, and our mind is now working through the brain. The poor brain just does what the mind tells it to do. So if you take your computer and you throw it on the floor, your computer won't work. So when we don't get our minds right, we don't capture those thoughts, when we don't develop our spiritual nature and understand or develop, get to know our spiritual nature, how we think, feel, and choose, and so on, then we are throwing our computer on the floor. We're pushing through this chaotic energy, and it's not, energy is not something weird. No energy, we don't exist. As Bishop Berkeley said 350 years ago, we exist because God supplies the energy for existence. We are existing because God is looking. But if we take this power that we have, that God has given us to think, feel, and choose, which generates energy through our brain, and we don't think, feel, and choose correctly, we generate the wrong energy, a distortion of the truth, that fear. We don't have a spirit of fear, but we can learn to fear. So we are wired for love, but we learn to fear. So then we shoot this negative energy through our brain, which breaks down the brain. It creates neurochemical chaos. And because the brain and the body collectively work together, controlled by the brain, and they collectively are made of 75 to 100 trillion cells, every thought that you think instantaneously, because of the quantum nature of a thought, instantaneously affects the entire 75 to 100 trillion cells of the brain and the body. So we have this causative effect of the power of our thoughts on the physical nature, which then feeds back into the mind, and we set up these negative feedback loops. So people are walking around with uncontrolled thought life, incorrect mindsets, etc. So what I've tried to do is show in this particular book, all my books I talk about the food and the mind, brain, whatever. This one I've got very, very hands-on and practical, where I've shown people, okay, this is what's happening in our current age with technology, with the philosophy, the worldviews that are dominating. And it's not just out there, it's in the church too. This worldview has penetrated the church too. I'll talk about mindsets. What is a mindset? How we've got to get our, that mindsets contain power. And we, and like a mindset is like forgiveness, thinking mindset, gratitude, happiness. There's 15 mindsets that I've identified through my research that we naturally have wired into us, but we choose to activate. They contain power. We also need to understand the uniqueness. You know, we know all about, we love to say we're unique and we love to quote those scriptures, but do you really understand the science of what it means to be unique? Do you really understand how you think, feel, and choose in your unique way, your unique perceptions? Because if you do, and that's a process, a lifelong process of learning to understand your customized way that you think. But it's vital that we do that, because as we understand the customized way we think, that's how we then activate the correct mindset. Because when you understand how you think, you know how to control your thoughts, which means you then choose to stay in forgiveness and a forgiveness mindset and not in a forgiveness mindset.
Well, you have some idea of the consequences on both sides of the ledger.
Exactly, you do. You'll get that.
Yeah, particularly you'll get that, if you're a student of the Word. And you know that as you think, so are you.
Well, exactly. And you said something very significant a few moments ago related to what you've just said. Now, you said that you practice, eventually you get it. And that's the other thing, memory. We have to build, we're always building memory. We're learning, we're thinking beings. We're always thinking. All day long you think, feel, and choose, and you build memories. So you can't get away from it. It's the design of who we are. So we may as well think, feel, and choose, and build the correct memories. Get into those habits of thinking the correct thoughts. Getting God's wisdom, accessing the wisdom of God so that, you know, my thoughts above your thoughts, all those scriptures. There's a science behind how to do that. There's science that confirms that those thoughts are above our thoughts, and those thoughts are potential that we can access should we choose to align with our spiritual nature, our normal, natural, wired for love nature.
The scripture just flashed across my mind from the 55th chapter of Isaiah. My ways are higher than your ways.
Exactly.
My thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
So that's what we're supposed to renew our mind too.
So, but he didn't just leave us there. He said, my word goes forth out of my mouth. It'll not return to me void. It will accomplish those things I desire, and it'll prosper. The word will prosper. That when we finally learn that God's smarter than we are, that his thoughts have been given to us in this marvelous book, and that makes the book as powerful as he is, because these are his thoughts. This is his mind. So, and the born again person has the mind of Christ. So that word came up again, word replacement. Equals thought replacement, yeah. Doesn't it?
Well, it does, and there's a scientific word for that that is one of the parts of the research and theory that I developed, and it's called reconceptualization.
So the science of word replacement.
Which is easier, but that's basically what you're doing. You're reconceptualizing, redesigning the way that you're thinking into the correct alignment. You're aligning with the correct way of thinking. You know, there's an Oxford mathematician, Sir Roger Penrose, who's still alive, who's one of the greatest minds of the century, also in his 80s, and he's actually done the mathematical and quantum calculations, which is really interesting, to show that we are immersed in love potential. So we literally live in the energy of love potential, and there's a lot of science behind that, but I'm trying to make it as simple as I can. But potential means the potential to become something, yeah, to actualize. So we literally as humanity aren't just immersed in nothing, we literally are immersed in God's wisdom, because that love reality that he's shown with all these calculations to try and get a handle on understanding it shows that we are living in the potential of wisdom, that we can, when we align with God, we are activating the ethical values of goodness. Everything that is good from God is there and waiting for us. So as we choose to step into the love zone, and that's why I have the green and the toxic plancha, you've seen me teach many times with this. That's the love zone and that's the fear zone. When we make a daily decision, as we bring every thought into captivity, those 30,000 to 180 thoughts, we have the choice every 10 seconds to say, okay, I'm going to
word replacement, which
starts with thoughts, then the words will reconceptualize. At this point, I can choose, am I going to listen to or step into wisdom and access that potential, or am I going to distort that and step into the distortion of the truth, which is the fear zone? And that's the power that we have. And that's what science says we can do every 10 seconds. So our goal should be to, every 10 seconds, be talking to the Spirit of God. Otherwise, you're going to make bad decisions. That's really what it's saying. Choose life. And so it's really not a nice spiritual, nice to know, magic potion scripture kind of thing. It is a reality. It has, and that's where science is so amazing, because science shows us the impact and the effect of that choice that we're going to make on our physical brains, right, and bodies, and not just on ourselves. We're in relationship with people. So our decisions affect each other, affect our families, affecting this generation, affect the next four generations, which means eternity. So your thoughts, each thought, as you give birth to a thought, it gives birth and it grows. And that is now starting something that never dies. Think of it like that. Every single thought never dies. So this research in quantum physics shows if we choose to build the truth, that zone, we are creating life. But when we choose to distort and choose to get the bitterness, unforgiveness, whatever it may be, envy, jealousy, whatever, we are distorting the natural environment. We are literally taking a toxic wave, which toxic energy from this side, and putting it into this beautiful love realm that God has created for us, and we create this distortion. And this is why you can walk into an environment where people are toxic and you can feel it. Because as Einstein showed us, we're all emitting energy. That's not something weird. You're alive, you're giving off energy.
Spirit energy.
This, exactly. Yeah. So this is toxic spirit energy, abnormal. That's our default normal energy. And so we pick up those from each other. And that adds a layer of distortion on top of that. So it has to be eliminated. So perfect love casts out fear. So we have to...
Then you take that thought...
Exactly, and you redesign and it.
Honor it. With words.
Exactly, you make it come alive.
You have really brought life into it. Either side.
Exactly. You've turned a potential into an actuality.
Yeah.
You created a reality. You're creating your reality. So you think, feel, choose, build,
thank
and then
God
you create
for
the
repentance.
Reality. Exactly, that we can acknowledge and rewire. That's the beauty. Yeah. This is not your destiny. This is the human condition. We react incorrectly. And that is why we need to learn how to access wisdom so we can rewire. I did some of the first neuroplasticity research back in the 80s. And I was told, you mentioned earlier, in the first last week, you mentioned about the fact that I was told it was a ridiculous question because you've heard me tell you this story before. A lot of my professors told me that this is ridiculous to think that you can change your brain with your mind. Your mind and your brain are the same thing. And I said, no, they're not the same thing. They're separate. And if you change your mind, you can change your brain. And I showed it with my research. By the mid-1990s, it was accepted. So generally, science is 20 years ahead of what we see in education and so on and so on. But even science can be 20 years ahead of itself. You know, and this is where we can learn from. Where do you think I got my insight? It's from understanding the spiritual nature of man through the scriptures, through understanding that, which gave me insight into something that I then managed to try and work through the science to help me understand so that I could help people change their mind. That's what I did with my patients. That was my objective. Now I reach millions with this. But my initial objective was to help people that had broken lives from various different whatever.
The necessary truth is 1 Corinthians 13:13.
Yes.
Now abides, or now lives, these three: faith, hope, and love. These are spiritual forces.
Total.
And spiritual forces are the most powerful forces in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Far more powerful than intellectual. Mm-hmm. Certainly more powerful than physical.
They are intellectual. Love is so intellectual, but good intellectual. So we have love intellect and we have fear intellect. This is the lack of, you know what I'm saying? So
the next step from the intellect is when you speak it becomes spirit.
You're creating reality.
Yeah.
You're creating your next
and
reality.
And then that mysterious force called faith. Yeah. The substance of the spiritual force of hope.
Exactly, the evidence.
And it is backed by Himself, who is love.
Exactly. Love it.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. My. Because of what God called me to do almost 52 years ago, faith is the mandate of my life. And some people say, you don't preach the whole counsel of God. I don't know the whole counsel of God. I was called to specialize in teach God's people faith. So every time we're talking about anything, it always just comes up faith to me.
Yeah, because it's your perspective.
And that's the creative force of God. But oh my goodness, when the human man, the human being, born again of the Spirit of God, with the mind of Christ, taking good care of his physical body,
exactly,
walking by faith and living by love, I'm telling you,
You know what I say to people?
Magnificence.
There's magnificence in that.
Yes.
What I say to people now around the world, one of the questions I ask people is, what does love look like? And if you ask yourself in your life, what does love look like? Every decision needs to be aligned with love, because that's where the correct reality will come from. That's where wisdom resides, et cetera, et cetera. And those are concepts that we all hear spiritually a lot, but how do you do that? You know, and that's like the mindsets, the 15 mindsets are like powerful, practical ways of understanding what love looks like.
Well,
in
you'll
life.
Have to do it tomorrow.
Exactly. I know we've run
out
of time. Well, we're just a little hook so people listen tomorrow.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Information is more available and accessible than ever. Yet many find themselves feeling alone, overwhelmed by the constant bombardment from social media and the chaos of their day. In her latest book, Think, Learn, Succeed, Dr. Caroline Leaf teaches you to better understand and use your mind to build a life that is filled with significance. With over 3 decades of experience in communication pathology, Dr. Leaf has created 3 practical tools to assist you in your journey towards success in life. The Mindset Guide identifies 15 mindsets and gives you insight into the powerful part they play in shaping how you see the world. The Gift Profile will reveal the unique way you process information by helping you understand how you think. And the 5-step learning process will switch on your brain so that it can grow and build useful memories, leading to improved work performance and stronger relationships. Renew your mind daily with the Word and shift your life from survival mode to success in God.
Order Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Think, Learn, Succeed, at a special price of $16.99 on our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. You can improve your memory and increase your learning. As you optimize your thought life, you'll unlock your hidden potential to live a meaningful, well-lived life.
I want to remind you of what my grandfather said on this broadcast today. He said, word replacement equals thought replacement. And that's what the Bible is. This is not just God's words, it's His thoughts. And the born-again believer has the mind of Christ. And as you renew your mind to the Word, you begin to think like God thinks. And I'd call that having a sound mind. Now, this week's offer is Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Think, Learn, Succeed. And one of the main sections of this book is called The Mindset Guide. Now, in this section, she covers 16 different mindsets, and there are some life-changing information in this book. And as you read through each one, it's going to help you generate correct perceptions so you can make the right choices, good choices in your life. You need to get a hold of this. To order this book today, go to kcm.org. And while we're here at the beginning of the year, it's a perfect time to add to your daily reading. Add the Faith to Faith Daily Guide to Victory. This is a devotional from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and you will be encouraged every single day with a daily boost of faith as you renew your mind to the promises of the Word of God. You can read the hard copy, you can read it online at kcm.org, on your computer, your phone, your tablet, or you can even subscribe to it. You can have it emailed to you, delivered every day to your inbox. Whatever you do, get the Word in your life. Amen? Now, tomorrow on the broadcast, my grandparents and Dr. Leaf are going to teach us the importance of forgiveness and the impact that forgiveness has on having and maintaining a sound mind. I'm telling you, these are life-changing truths from the Word of God, and it's amazing to see what science is discovering that the Word of God knew all along. And when you and I get these truths down on the inside of us and we think on these things and meditate on these things, and then you begin to speak these things out of the abundance of your heart, this is when your life begins to change. You don't want to miss these broadcasts. Life-changing. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. April 4th through 6th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2019 Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri, USA. May 25th through June 4th, join Pastors George and Terry Pearson for Kenneth Copeland Ministries' first ever Israel tour. June 13th through 15th, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign in Sacramento, California, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.